to this week's edition of the Pop Bus Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I am your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Bus team. In the corner, we have Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hello, good to see you. And we have Woody, of course, over here.
Hi.
Hi, mate. Hi. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, hello, first of all. If you're watching us, you might have noticed the slightly low-rent, no-expense-spared costumes that we have on today. I mean, costumes, that's a loose term, yeah, I'm throwing around here.
I feel like I didn't get the memo.
Yeah, a little bit.
You okay, huh?
So, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the look. But yes, as you may have guessed from the slightly low-rent costumes, it's a 21 Pilot special edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, guys. We're Top Buzz this week. Yes, they were in town for the Emotional Roadshow. For two nights here in London, we were there. We're going to talk all about that. We're going to talk about another couple of big news stories involving 21 Pilots. And then we got some games, some 21 Pilots themes games that the Skeleton Clique will be all over. So all that is coming up. But let's start off the podcast, as we do every week, with WTF News.
News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news?
Now, as I say, top special. So yes, okay. we were all down there, Ali Pali, the other night. Now, I want to say this first of all. This is quite interesting. We covered 21 Pilots for a long, long time now. Last time they were in London, we went and covered those gigs. Two nights at Brixton Academy. Here's some stats. Here's some legit stats for you. It's about 5,000 people a night in Brixton Academy. End of the year now, they're back. Two nights at Ali Pali. It's over 10,000 people each night. They've doubled in size, effectively, at least in this city,
That's insane.
It's been a big year, so I thought I was quite impressive. But yeah, we were all down there. I've seen them before. You hadn't seen them, first of all, were you before?
No, I hadn't.
First impressions, talk me through it.
Yeah, they were so good. Like, it was like... It reminded me of like Phantom of the Opera, like but the pop punk version.
Here we go. Okay,
just the way they were like disappearing. Hang on, hear me out. Like just the way they were like disappearing off stage and coming back in. It was very like mysterious
That's
and
true.
So high energy as well. I loved it.
Yeah. It's nice. The stage effects and everything were incredibly, incredibly impressive, as you've come to expect. But it's nice that they've properly bigged it up to an arena-sized show now as well. You know, we used to see them in London in these kind of smaller, compact rooms, and suddenly they got hamster balls. They've got full drum lines. They've got, like you say, a period at the back of the building all of a sudden. It's amazing to see.
I had a very nice time. Near the front at the side with the mums. Stood with the parents. I'd somehow, like, walked my way through the crowd and I was just there with the mums and dads who are obviously escorting like their younger fans. We were having a fabulous time. It was great. They were loving it.
That's nice to know that all the top parents hang out together. The top fan parents. By the bar, was it, by any chance?
Yeah, it was. Everyone was very polite. Right. It was very nice. And then we went side of stage, which was absolutely insane. And you can see basically side of stage what they're all doing. Like, you know, when Tyler gets in the ball, you can see them inflating it side of stage. Josh Dunn has his own mini changing room.
That was impressive.
Yeah.
So this was like buried under the stage. Ooh. It was like, so they go off after the initial thing in the balaclavas, like the one you were sporting just now, and the suits. They then went off stage. It was like a video changeover and Josh just disappeared below the stage. And like you could see on the video screens, it was like all pre-shot going through the dressing room. Yeah. But we could see this manic like moment where they had like security guards on the outside and people like chucking him clothes and all this kind of stuff. It was really funny because it's like the most fast-paced changeover. They've got this like, it must have been like a two-minute video thing. And it's like, right, you've got to get back out and you've got to go straight into like the drum solo was next, I think. Yeah.
He walked past me.
Yeah, me too.
Twice. And the last time he was basically glistening with sweat.
I was going to say, did you catch any sweat?
I was like...
Bottled it. We could have done a giveaway.
Oh my god, we should have done.
That should have been good.
We should have planned this in advance, guys.
If we'd taken our own towel to throw at him, and then maybe he would have thrown it back, we could have had a sweat-drenched Josh Dunn towel to give away right now.
I did offer my services as a human towel, but he didn't seem. He didn't seem too keen.
Funnily enough, turned it down.
Awkward.
Well, no, we were also there all the way through the day, really, because as with a lot of these gigs, big, big queues of people attempting to camp overnight. I didn't think you were allowed to camp overnight at Ali Pali, but I saw some people saying, like, we've been here for 3 days. I'm not sure how I believe that.
There's a whole park, isn't there, outside?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think they just snuck into the park and waited around. But it was amazing. No, so, Katie, me and you were down there. There's going to be some videos up on the website in the next couple of days. Keep an eye out for that. Well, we want to get through a couple more news stories as well, of course. Again, 21 Pilots. Pilots related because it's the 21 Pilots special. Let's start with a silly one. Tyler's got a new haircut. What do we think? He's shaved his head, basically. The internet freaked out. It was hilarious. Some of the best memeage I've seen in a long time. My favourite one comparing him to Avatar The Last Airbender, if you know that cartoon. It's uncanny. Also 11 from Stranger Things.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Looks a lot like that. Opinions.
Yeah, I like a clean-shaven Joseph. Actually, that should be the new name of that haircut. Yeah. I'll have a clean-shaven Joseph, please.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, how much for a clean-shaven Joseph? Oh, it's about 15 quid that way. 15 quid. Extra. No, it's good. No, I think it does suit him. I just enjoy the general fan freak out. And again, even in the queue, bless them, all these dedicated fans are like, I can't wait to see the new haircut in action.
Oh my God, they're all going to go out and get a clean-shaven Joseph now, aren't they?
Hashtag clean shaven Joseph. This is it. I want this term to catch on.
This is the most important thing to happen in music all year.
It's very true. Well, the hair is important, though. You look at the amount of colours that Josh has gone through. It's nice that Tyler's making a statement. Do you know what I mean? He's been generally quite rudimentary for a while.
He's like, okay, Josh, I'm going to let you have the hair limelight.
Yeah.
So he just tweeted, he was like, you've got enough hair for the both of us. Don't worry.
Do you think he was jealous of all Josh Dunn's hair attention? he went all Britney on us.
Oh.
There it is. I want to see him attempt Good Die Young on the very, very little bits that are left. Just a kind of little blue fuzz going over. I think that would suit him very, very well. All right, one more big 21 Pilots story for you. We talked about this on the website yesterday. It just suddenly occurred to me because award season started, right? They were nominated for a People's Choice Award today, by the way. Congratulations,
Wait,
boys.
Well done.
Up against Panic at the Disco, so vote wisely. That's going to be a very difficult one to choose between for a lot of fans. But this is the interesting thing. Heathens could feasibly be nominated for an Oscar. Now, nominations aren't for a while. Nominations aren't for a while, right? Hear me out on this, right? It's award season. They are, number one, definitely eligible because it plays over the closing credits. It can't just be on the soundtrack to a film. We discovered this.
Oh.
But because it's over the closing credits of Suicide Squad. Yeah.
Be the first song or within a minute 30 or something.
Something very specific. They've got very specific rules. But it's the first song in the closing credits of Suicide Squad, so it's eligible.
Mm.
They normally nominate about five songs for the Oscars, right? So round this up. Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling, will get one for Trolls.
Ugh.
It just will. I know, but it just will. Sia's got a couple out, so she'll get one, I imagine. One of the two.
What, for a soundtrack?
Yeah,
she's done two soundtracks.
Was she?
Yeah, and another film
still to come,
out.
A prestige film. So that's two places gone. Right? Moana is coming out very, very soon. The Disney film. Lin-Manuel Miranda, he's done a song with Alessia Cara. We love you, Alessia. That'll be a third one. At least two more places. I'm thinking Heathens, man.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
Well, I know you're not, but come on.
I would love to see Tyler Joseph walk up there, snatch the Oscar, and be like, this one's for Gaga. She didn't win last year.
Always comes back to
I don't
Gaga
even know what films came out this year, to be honest. What about Fantastic Beasts? Do they have a song coming?
I don't think they have a soundtrack song, particularly.
What about Enya? Has Enya released anything? She normally gets an Oscar nod, doesn't
Whatever,
she?
Whatever, something epic. Throw Enya in the
Melanie
mix,
Martinez.
No, she's got
Meatloaf.
Nothing. Meatloaf, why not?
What about that Zac Efron film? What, like the EDM one?
Oh, God.
We Are Your Friends.
No.
But that's been around for a few years, mate, that song particularly.
I'm thinking of a different one. I was thinking of that Netflix one.
Surely the soundtrack on that was lit.
You couldn't even say that with a straight face. This is the dilemma now I've noticed. Now we're on Facebook Live for these podcasts. We have to keep a straight face sometimes. Okay. But no.
Oh, no. Charlie XCX, she did a song for the Angry Birds soundtrack.
Oh, dear Lord.
Now,
yeah, she did.
Now, don't get me wrong. Like, obviously, I didn't see that film, so I can't really comment on whether it was good or bad, but let's assume it was terrible. The song that she did, Explode, was fantastic.
Well, this again is the theory with Heathens for me, because a lot of people said already, like, oh, but it's Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad's not going to get nominated for an Oscar. My point exactly. Mm. They want to push whatever they can. And if they've got a great song there that has been riding that Billboard chart for most of the year, it's got to be the most successful, apart from maybe Can't Stop the Feeling, it's got to be like the most successful soundtrack song of the year, surely. And the thing is, like, Five Stars could feasibly be nominated for Girls Talk Boys, but...
Oh, that was a
none of these songs are going to get nominated.
All right, but believe in something. Believe in something, Katie.
Hang on. No, I think Heathens is
maybe.
3-6 Mafia won the Oscar a few years ago.
Good
Anything is possible,
it
all right?
It was a weak year when they won, probably. 21 Pilots couldn't have picked a worse year. There's too much competition.
We'll see. We started a hashtag, the clique is going to the Oscars party. Please get involved, listeners and viewers.
I'm booking my flights now.
I want the image of Tyler and Josh on the red carpet going up to Ryan Seacrest in the balaclavas and suits and just complete silence.
Oh,
I want that gif in my life. We met some top dads, didn't we?
Oh, no way. You spoke to them.
We spoke to so many dads in the queue. Again, we did a quiz with them that was slightly easier.
First up, how many members are in 21 Pilots?
Two.
Amazing. He's got the first one right. There we go. Right, okay. So they have four albums. Can you name them? And for a bonus point, can you get them in order?
Can I have help?
I mean, we'll see. Maybe a clue. Don't shout them out, but give them a clue, maybe. What's the first? Give them a clue about the first one.
We have it in the car.
Still doesn't help you, darling.
I don't know.
Told you it'd be rubbish. Come on, Kaylee, you're the big fan. I don't know.
All right, fair enough, fair enough. All right, last one, last one. Complete the lyric for me. All my friends are heathens.
Oh, you Take it slow.
Take it slow.
Very well done. There he is. He nailed it. He nailed it. That's great. Thank you so much. This is going to be easy for you. This is why you're going to win Top Dad here. All right. How many members are in 21 Pilots?
Two.
Very well done. Right. They've got four albums. Can you name them all and can you do it in order for a bonus point?
No. You could.
What can you name? Can you name any album titles?
Vessel.
Very good, that's one.
Blurry Face.
That's two.
That's it, I'm afraid.
Give you a clue, one of them's the name of the band.
21 Pilots.
Right. Yeah. We got a third one, we got another one. Have a guess.
No.
All right, okay. Final question, complete the lyric. All my friends are heathens.
Take it slow.
Top Dad. What a Top Dad. Thank you very much.
Who wants to play a game? Shall we play a game?
Yes, I want to play a game.
Right, so this is a game. I like to go, what's the name of the game, Woody? What's the name of the game?
Ooh, kazoo.
So, that's the jingle. That's the jingle.
That's the jingle. Official.
If you are familiar with the podcast, if you're familiar with this game we like to play, basically it's very, very simple. I'm going to kazoo several tunes and Katie and Woody are going to have to identify them. But seeing as we're live right now on Facebook, hello Facebook Live people, you can get involved too. Try and, you know, outget them. Try and get these songs before they get to. Now it is
Come
the 21.
And get me.
Exactly. It is the 21 Pilots special, we should say that. But it'd be a bit too easy, wouldn't it, if I just did five top songs in a row. So what I've done is kept it on theme. It's fueled by ramen artists, all right? There might be a top one in there, but it's five songs by five different fueled by ramen artists. Katie, you look petrified. This is amazing.
I don't think Katie even knows what fueled by ramen is.
Katie, could you give us a brief history of fueled by ramen, please?
Well, I mean, I've never even eaten ramen.
See what she did there. See what she did there. Very, very good. This is going to be good. All right, I have faith. Okay, so yeah, Facebook Live people, if you're watching, you just got to identify these songs. Are you guys looking at your Facebooks, by the way? Is this going to be a cheating element? All right, fair enough.
Oh, no, wait. I'll see.
Oh, hang on. Buzzers. Obviously. We need buzzers.
No.
Yes! This is my favourite part of any game. Right, okay, so Woody, I'm going to come to you first.
No.
If you know the answer to my song on Ukazoo, you will buzz in with the noise.
Oh!
Amazing. So well planned. So well planned.
And
on theme for 21
me.
Pilots. I like that too. Very on theme. Katie, if I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Triggered!
Right, good. Okay.
I'm taking inspiration from one of the fans that we met the
That's
other day.
That's true, one of the
I
fans.
Love her. She was so funny.
If she's watching, if she sees the video, like I say, these videos are going out on site this week, but God, that was so funny. Just we scared her with our impossible top question. She was triggered. It was very, very funny. All right, anyway, this is song number one on Ukazoo. Listen carefully. It's a Fueled by Ramen artist. Facebook, listen carefully. Type it in when you know what it is, all right? Good job remembering your noise, first of all. That's always the first step around your buzzer. What are you going for?
I think that's Paramore, and it's Ain't It Fun.
It certainly is.
Yes.
Very well done. Very well done. Woody has 1 point. Wow. Give him some applause. Come on.
Well done.
Yeah,
well
that's
done.
Right.
Well
that's
done.
Right.
That's good. That's a good effort. That was good. Well identified. All right. Okay, so we'll move on to number two now. Katie, I'm going to be honest. If you get this, I'm going to be stunned. Okay, if you get this one, I'll be stunned.
I will. Okay,
okay. Facebook as well. Get involved. All right, here we go.
Come on, I know it. I'm giving you a chance.
I don't know what it's called.
About this body down.
What's it called? Who's it by?
It's Fall Out Boy.
What's it called? Get the right title. Don't you dare say, where is your boy? That's not the official title.
Grand Theft Autumn.
There he is! It's too much already! Wow. I see which way this is going. One day we'll do a Madonna special. Oh, loads of people got Where Is Your Boy right there. Amazing. Loads of people on there. Very, very good work. Okay, okay. All right, this is number three. This is number three of five. All right. You might get this one.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see.
Triggered!
Wow.
I know this
She's
one.
Triggered.
That was earlier than I thought.
Is it, oh no.
Oh, come on now. You can't buzz in if you don't know it.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh. Is it like, is it Death of a Bachelor?
It is Death of a Bachelor.
What?
Is it? Yeah, that's the verse.
Mate,
so
I didn't get that too. Nah.
You didn't get that from my stunning kazoo performance?
I thought that was great.
My smooth, smooth Sinatra-style kazoo. How dare you?
I'm sorry. You're giving a really good performance.
Thank you. Though. I thought I got the facial expressions and everything for the cameras today.
The movement and stuff, I'm really feeling it today. Stomp.
It's good. It works well. All right, that's number three. Number four. You're catching up. Catching up, Kate. Okay. All right, let's see if you get this. All right.
Fun.
With? It's the most famous song ever.
God, I do.
It was number one for longer than Closer was. Come on.
I can't remember the name of the
serious?
Song.
Are you serious?
No. Yes. What
triggered.
Is it?
What's it called? What's it called?
I'm triggered by the song. It's called We Are Young.
Yes, of course it's called We Are Young. Are you kidding me? Do you actually forget that?
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
I couldn't hear any of the lyrics in my head.
Everyone's gone for it. We are young. We are young. Big exclamation
points. I've embarrassed myself on the internet again.
That's like if I sung Closer right now and you didn't get that. Do you know what I mean? It's that big a song at the time. All right. Well, it's even. I can't believe this is even between you two in a Fueled by Ramen themed quiz. Here's the tiebreaker. All right. Are we ready? Are we ready? Are we going to strap in?
I'm not ready.
I'm excited. All right. Here we go.
I can remember my buzzer.
21 Pilots.
And?
Is it?
I knew you'd forget the title.
Is it Lane Boy?
No, it's not Lane
Ride,
Boy.
Ride.
Oh, yes. First answer only. Katie, what's it called?
Ride.
Unbelievably, Katie has taken the ooh-kazoo that's fueled by Ramathy. The girl who listens to Lady Gaga and Madonna has managed to outdo the former emo kid in the corner, Woodrow White.
I would like to apologise to the clique.
You
I'm
should.
Very sorry.
You
I
didn't
let you
spot
all
Ride.
Down.
You didn't spot Ride from my beautiful, completely accurate rendition.
I just went for the band and then I just didn't bother thinking about the song.
You panicked. You got there after a second, but first answers only, I'm afraid, mate. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Well done. I'm very impressed. Well done,
Katie.
It's a good effort. It's a very good effort.
Thank
Not
you.
Remotely bitter at all. Lame boy, what, Tay? Thanks, Rebecca Grab. I know, it's ridiculous. I can't believe you didn't get that one. Hella easy. God. I know, I told you.
Am I being
ride,
shamed
ride,
on
top,
social media already?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone gets it, man.
You should
Everyone
have done
gets
old
it.
Ones. I'd know them.
Should have done you know, should like, have old what?
Like, old ones.
Lane Boy, that's nothing like Lane Boy. Uh-huh. I agree, Sam Reeves, I agree.
You, what, like the back catalogue of...
Dance Dance.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, but actually, the only album that was officially on Fueled by Ramen was the first album, Takes to Your Grave, which is technically actually the second album, but it's the first major studio release, so that's why I went for Fueled by Ramen. So I could have also done Saturday, which you can't do so 2 years ago.
Okay, we're backstage at Alexandra Palace. It's incredibly exciting. It's the emotional roadshow. I'm chatting now with the support act. He's just come off stage. This is Bri, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to meet you, mate.
Hello, sir.
Good to see you, mate. Congratulations, first off, because the album's out today. How are you feeling? I take it this is going to be a party night tonight, right?
No. Myself and my wife are going to a wedding tomorrow.
Are you serious?
I'm an adult now.
Mate, that is the worst timing imaginable. Oh, my God.
Like, frankly, we don't want to go, but, you know... Love is love, as they say.
Good. Well, no, congrats to you, mate, because genuinely, like, you've been supporting for a while now on this tour. It's been going on a couple of weeks or whatever. But normally when you see a support act on tour, the stereotype is the room's a third full.
Yeah.
You were playing to a packed room in there, and not only was it a packed room, they got on board pretty swiftly. It was really nice to see. Has that been the kind of reaction you've been seeing most nights?
Yeah, in every place, especially Poland. I don't know what I did in Poland. Like... I really don't know what it was, but I was like a celebrity there. It was beautiful.
That's
and
nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. And they, yeah, some, but I don't know, it's just, I don't know, I guess it's like, 21 Pilots are so loved that, hey, they handpicked this guy, so therefore we should probably love him too. Or I'm just fantastic and one of the best support acts ever to be seen. So one of those.
Why not go for a bit of both? Why not go for a little bit of both? No, it was really, really lovely to see, actually, because I guess with 21 Pilots themselves, they kind of shot to fame, I suppose, on the support for that Fall Out Boy and Panic! The Disco tour. That's when a lot of people discovered them. Do you feel like you're kind of following in a line here? I mean, you must have seen the fandom sort of build a little bit over the last couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I've gone up, obviously, a load of followers and bands. Well, like you said, people are tweeting me saying, I really don't usually care about the support act, but you are different. That's nice. Very nice. Yeah. And yeah, they're saying all sorts of lovely things to me. And the fact that I kind of tell stories and jokes in between songs is a big deal for a new audience, because they're not like, you know, this is my next song. It's about love. It's like, it's actually a bit of personality. So they kind of take to that. So.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I did find that quite striking, that there was this kind of warm personality there. You don't get that with a lot of artists, especially new artists coming out. Do you find that that's important for you to kind of connect with an audience, be a little bit jokey, be a little bit conversational in between tracks?
My least favorite support or anything is just my least favorite like thing to do is to go to a bar and see like a guy with his guitar and he's like, this next song is about... it's just, you know, kind of... Yeah. And it's like, oh, tell us how your band got together. And instead of like, well, it's kind of like, well, I started playing bass when I was 14. Johnny joined the band when he was 16. And it's just like, oh, God. Like, especially now with the internet and stuff, maybe it's sad to some people, but I think personality is as important as the tunes. So that's why I do the stories and kind of... I'm not like, I don't act professional on stage, and I think people actually enjoy that instead of like, hey, look at me. It's kind of like looking at your really awkward, lanky friend, get an opportunity and kind of do okay at it. So people are like, oh, okay.
He's having a go. Let's give him a cheer. Isn't he doing well? It's nice to see. Let's talk 21 Pilots briefly, because you did say, I remember you put out, it was a very funny story. The first time you met them, you were just full fanboy, which I respect because I would do exactly the same thing. Talk me through, what was the first encounter with Tyler and Josh?
Well, I said to their tour manager, I'm a massive fan. Actually, I think I tweeted saying, I am standing opposite Tyler Joseph, who I'm playing before at this thing, and I just can't go up to him. And it was actually the online world who said, go on, just do it. And I thought, fine. So I kind of went up, and it's just, you know, when you kind of black out and just mutter. Except I didn't mutter, I kind of shouted. Like, my volume was really high.
What did you shout?
I just started shouting. I didn't say I love you, because that would have been a bit much. But I just said, you're just phenomenal. And I gave him this really horrifically awkward hug, because I'm... 6'6" and he isn't. So basically, yeah. I kind of hugged his neck, that kind of thing.
The old waist hug. As a 5'8" gentleman, I've been there. I get it. It happens on occasion.
And the bit that stays with me was, they go, we loved your show. And I literally went, and I made this horrific noise. And I didn't say any words. I just went, and that was it. That was our exchange. And I went home and thought, that's horrific. And then Tyler followed me about 4 hours later.
By the way, if you are enjoying this, do download the podcast. It's on iTunes, it's on SoundCloud, it's on the website and everything. Find us on iTunes, Pop Buzz Podcast.
Plug-in.
I've got to do the plug-in! I've got to do the promo, man! And normally, like I say, you'll be able to hear the interview with Bri, but also go back and listen. We've had guests. Who have we had this season? We've had Ollie Alexander from Years and Years.
Yeah.
We had Dua Lipa.
The Vamp.
We had the Vamp. Joe Sugg. Who else did we have?
We had Hayley Kiyoko.
Hayley Kiyoko's right. Chainsmokers. That was very, very fun.
All our best friends.
It's true.
Love them all.
I've got them all on speed dial now.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
I wish.
Anyway, they're all there.
We're at the sound check. Listen to this. That's right. We got fans back here. Literally breaking down. It's the sound check. Are you freaking out? How much are you freaking out right now?
I'm about to start like crying.
Legit crying. Don't, you'll ruin your makeup. It's looking good. Don't ruin your makeup, guys. You're freaking out. You're okay. Are you okay?
Yeah.
How long have you seen him before?
No.
It's your first time seeing him. Get your head in that door. Get your head in that door right now. Sound check. It's the sound check right now. It's the sound check.
Fanfic. I read your fanfic. Why are you so nasty?
You should delete yourself.
All right, let's play another game. So this is a game that we like to call Name That Fanfic. Yes, it's exactly as it sounds. So what I've got here, I've got three genuine quotes from actual pieces of 21 Pilots fan fiction. All Woody and Katie are going to have to do is tell me, is it about Tyler or is it about Josh? It really is that simple, guys. All right, and I should say, let's give him a shout out. These are three quotes I've taken directly from joshlaarchive.tumblr.com. Thanks, Joshler Archive. Good to hear from you. Always helping us out. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. All right, okay, so yeah, let's get to quote number one. This is, I want to know who is talking about who here. Okay, who is the person talking in this particular one, okay?
Okay.
Here's the quote. So I've got to get my fan fiction voice going. Here we go. I quickly run out of my room and open the lights of the living room and see him laying on the floor, shirtless and completely wasted. His eyes are tired, but
Triggered.
They still hold the stars. Katie.
So
I'm saying who is speaking.
I would like to know who is speaking, but, but you know, there's only two of them. So, if you can get them the right way around, basically.
Well, considering the person on the floor is shirtless, I think the person speaking is Tyler.
That's interesting. You've gone with the shirtless angle here.
That's what I would have said, actually.
Tell me I'm right.
You are right. It's to Katie. It's to Katie. Yes, yes. I like particularly the line that his eyes are tired, but they still hold the stars.
Aww.
Was he glistening with sweat?
Quite possibly. Hence why he took his shirt off. That's probably why. Okay, point to Katie there. Okay, let's do number two now. Again, I want to know who is being talked about here. This is a narrator who is being talked about in this one, okay?
Okay.
He likes dead flowers. Nobody knows why. He just likes dead flowers. He likes putting them in between glass and keeping them. Often, there's someone who leaves him envelopes of dead flowers, and he doesn't know who.
Dead flowers. Now, to me, that's
who likes
that's
dead
a very
flowers?
Poetic thing, isn't it?
I don't know why.
And so I think they're talking about Tyler.
We think they're talking about Tyler.
Yeah.
I think they're talking about Tyler. It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid. It's the wrong answer. That was Josh. Josh apparently loves a bit of dead flowers. He loves a bit of dead flowers. Oh. I didn't know this, but fun fact about Josh there. Any more fun facts we've got? Any more fun facts out there? That's a fun fact about Josh right there.
Yeah.
He loves dead flowers, guys.
Do you know what? If I heard this the other day, if you rearrange the letters in Joshua William Dunn, you can spell out, I am Lord Voldemort.
Is that a fact? And now is that an actual fact?
That.
I heard it said I am the Zodiac Killer. It's weird because he's so lovable. You wouldn't think it. Weird. Any facts? Any 21 Pilots facts you want to throw at me?
I heard Josh Dunn actually was best friends with Harambe.
Really? How sad.
Wait,
rough year.
No, they're both from Ohio.
have we just started a new conspiracy theory here?
Oh my God.
Different cities, but the same state.
Mate.
Damn.
And weirdly, even though it came out several years before, it's what Guns for Hands was about. It was about how they've all got guns, they never put the safety on, and they shoot gorillas with them.
It's just a rumour, but I heard Harambe's favourite 21 Pilots song was Car Radio.
Is that true? Is that true? Oh, rest in peace, Harambe.
That's what I
heard. Pour some out for Harambe. By the way, I do love that so many people have been commenting, do the forest fic. Like, we can't. We can't have an explicit warning on iTunes, all right?
Can you imagine if we read that out loud?
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I do have one more quote, though. Again, this is from the Joshua Tumblr page, all right? So this is a little different. I want you to identify both of them. So I've replaced the names here. It's a bit complicated, but I've replaced the name. I've said A and B, right? So tell me who A and B are, all right? Get them the right way around. It's Tyler and Josh. Get them the right way around, all right? A and B.
Right.
You'll see what I mean. Oh, and by the way, on Facebook, do join in. Get that promo hype. Here we go. All right. At A's funeral, B was told that he would get over it, move on, find someone else to befriend. Ooh. So after months had passed, B cracked a smile when he found out that A left him his lucky snapback in his will.
Triggered!
Was it?
So A left him... Okay, A is Josh, B is Tyler.
That's an excellent piece of knowledge. Kay's the winner. Very well done.
Yes!
Very well done. You didn't let me get to the brilliant final sentence, though. If Tyler only knew that Josh's ghost would come with it. It's a ghost story! story. It's a ghost story.
Wow.
I'm not ready yet. I really hope it develops into them like fighting crime. Just Tyler Joseph and Josh's ghost. Wouldn't that be fun? I'd enjoy it. That's what we want to see. But yeah, that's Name That Fanfic. Very well done. I did not think that... sorry. Sarah Ann Shrewsbury on Facebook, you're an absolute genius. Hashtag RIP Harambe, a.k.a. Josh Dunn's best friend. Yes. I want that catching on.
Please.
Start your meme engine.
By the way, I've just seen one. Eve Miranda. She said, hashtag this one's for Gaga.
Oh, so. God.
Yes.
Please don't encourage
Respect.
Her. I'm nothing against
Respect.
Gaga. I have something against the fact she gets shoehorned into every edition of this podcast. Her and Madonna.
The rules.
It's a 21 Pilots special. We've still managed to reference Gaga at least three times.
21 Pilots would not exist without Madonna. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that.
She has
that.
21 pilots in her.
Yeah.
You might say in many
she
ways.
She actually wrote Blurry Face.
Did she? Did she really?
Madonna wrote Blurry Face.
Well, as we remember from her rap skills in American Life, she really can give Tyler
can
a run for his
bars,
money.
She bars, man. Don't mess with
this
Madge.
This went off topic, didn't it?
Dear Lord. We did well. We lasted this long talking about nothing but Tom. That's about it, though, guys. I'm unbelievably on the 21 Pilots special. I mean, you're a fan, but you're not quite as dedicated as us two. I'm stunned that you managed to win this edition, but
well
very
done.
Impressed. Well done. Let's give a hand for Katie. Well done.
Well done, Katie.
You're the winner of this week's podcast.
Thank
I'm very,
you.
Very impressed. Congratulations.
Very nice.
Congratulations. Your prize is that you're going to be run over the face with a giant inflatable ball by Tyler Joseph.
Wicked.
It's what every member of the skeleton clique wants. Every
a giant
member.
Ball on your face. Tyler Joseph.
A giant inflatable,
inflatable
ball. A giant inflatable ball. Woody, your punishment, you're going to be hit in the face with Josh's sweat rag. Why not? You might enjoy that. Bit too much, I don't know.
Slap me.
Slap him with that sweat rag. And that's about it,
wow.
Guys. That's about it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching as well. We're going to be back next week. I think I can say this now. Normally, I don't give away guests or whatever. But as you may have noticed, if you're a fan of this, we have a lot of key artists we like to talk about. Next week, I'm pretty sure we're going to be doing a Panic at the Disco special. Because, I mean, I don't think we're necessarily going to have Brendan, but we're going to do something similar to this. I think we're going to do a Panic at the Disco special. They're in town again, two nights at Ali Pally. How about that? They're going the same heights. But yeah, I think we're going to do a Panic at the Disco special. We'll need to think of some kind of costumes. I don't know. I might do an I Write Sins kind of.
Yeah.
Vibe.
I've already dressed up for a Facebook Live
as
Brendan. If you watched that was me who got covered in toilet paper.
So we put you in a leopard print shirt.
Yes.
I'll get some kind of top hat. What's another decent? Oh, can we get you Emperor's new clothes, horns, and all that stuff?
Oh my God, yeah.
Just paint you dark grey.
Yes.
That'd be a good look.
Definitely.
All right, so 21 Pilots special is to come. And like I say, go back and listen to all the previous episodes. You can get them on SoundCloud, subscribe on iTunes, and get on Audio Boom and on pop-buzz.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Say goodbye, Woody.
Ciao.
Say goodbye, Katie.
Bye.
And it's goodbye from me. We'll see you next week, guys. Bye. No idea if we're still alive, but we'll keep going.
My name's Blur. No, I won't sing.